Hey yo. Oh na 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 na. This one goes to my daughter. So proud of you to have in my life in a mean song I sing. That's why I sing in jazz. This world, you are a gift from God, a blessing from above. Still remember the look on your face when you enter this world. You brought joy in my heart, happiness in my soul. On the day you are born, on the day you enter this world, you brought hope in my life, put a smile on my face. On the day you are born, on the day you enter, you are my daughter.
You are my father.
The one that makes me smile, brings me joy.
And my sunshine in the rain.
You are my daughter.
You are my father.
The one that brings that vibe, positive vibe.
Listen to your husband. Learn to listen. Learn it. Practice it. Tell yourself you're going to do it. That is where your beauty is. Once you stop listening, all your beauty evaporates. It's something you probably don't know. Beauty is in obedience. That's where the glory is. Once you are not obedient, once you are harsh, you talk anyhow to your husband, your beauty evaporates. You wonder why you are dressing and he can't see it. He doesn't remember your last hairstyle. He can't see all those things. Husband means master. That's what it means. Not the male partner in a marriage. No, but that's the reason a lot of problems among Christians in their marriage. I mean, the marriage in Christianity for most people is just a flop. Why? Because they don't agree with God's definitions. They have theirs. They say they believe they're equal partners. A lot of times, listen to two people that have just gotten married. A lot of times, it's the woman that speaks first. You see, I just thank the Lord for my husband.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. The reason God made woman was because of man. He made the woman because of the man. That's why he made the woman. So woman was not his original idea. Listen, this is reality. Okay, all right, scripture. Let's say what the Bible says. Now listen, when God had made everything, and then he made Adam, the Bible says everything was very good. Already, everything was very good. No problem. Then he got Adam. Now, let me tell you something. If most women had their father bold enough to talk to them, they would be very successful in their marriage. And they'll be very happy people. Most women have never been taught by their parents.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website. Know yourself. Let the prophet speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, our prayer time here on Mindset Media. This is our time to pray. And our time to pray, we are going to use Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16 as our prayer connection, as our prayer point. Father God, I thank you right now. The Bible says and the scripture says that enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So we start with thanksgiving and we say we give you praise and we give you thanks. You are worthy to be praised. Our gear of thanksgiving, we say, Father God, you are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to be glorified. Put on your gear of thanking God because he gives you the air you breathe. He gives you the food you eat. The fact that you're protected, you are not injured. Some people are in the hospital, but you are not. Some people are lacking certain things, but you are not. This is an activation of enabling you to say, Father, I give you thanks. I give you praise and I honor your holy name because you are worthy to be praised and you are worthy to be glorified. Right now, Psalm 91 says, Father God, we give you praise for the safety of abiding in your presence. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we shall say unto the Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be sanctified. You are worthy to be elevated. You are the God, the Most High, and under your shadow we shall abide. I want to remind you that whenever God takes you into his presence, into his promises, he uses his shadow. I call it the cloud. The cloud followed them by day. It was a cloud of covering, and by night a pillar of fire. And I say, Father God, right now I declare that through your pillar of fire, through your cloud of covering, through your shadow of the Almighty, Father, rain down your presence over every listener that is listening. Rain down your powers. Rain down your energy. Rain down your covering. Rain down your salvation. Rain down your blessings. Rain down your activation of angels that protects, that governs. I will say unto the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, in whom I trust. Father God, I will trust. Karimama Shataya. We worship you. Surely, the Lord will deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the perilous and the pestilence. Hallelujah. He will deliver you. He will be your deliverance. When the snares of the enemy have been entangled or they have been laid to stop you from reaching your goals, I pray that everything that stands up against you, everything that stands up in your way, everything that stands up as a snare to hinder you from reaching the prophetic goals and the purpose of God in your life, we break it right now and we decree, let there be a manifestation of holiness. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under your wings, his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall continue to be your shield and your buckler, that the shield of protection, the shield of faith that guides you from the arrows and the powers of darkness, that shield will be activated via the prayer that we are praying. I pray and I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke every disease. I rebuke every lack. I rebuke every mindset. I rebuke words. I rebuke information that may come from the frequency that is not supposed to govern your life. I rebuke them. I divert them. I render them powerless. I call upon the striking of the lightning of God in the spiritual realm to strike them down, to burn them to ashes, that you will stand courageously and strong because your mind, hallelujah, the snares of the fowler hindering your goals from achieving them, we come against those powers of darkness. And God will cover you under his feathers, under your wings you take refuge. Hallelujah. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. Hallelujah. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. Not terrorist behaviors that may try to come through the Nakotano frequency that the enemy is using at night to bring nightmares, to bring bad dreams, to bring wet dreams, to bring attacks of robbers, thieves, and those that are trying to rob you through the frequency of the Nakotano frequency at night. Every predator, every animalistic nature of violence, hostility against you, The Lord rebuke it right now, and I speak over your nights and I speak over your days. I speak over your daytime and your nighttime. He will cover you with his feathers, and you shall not be afraid of that terror. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 on your right hand, but it shall not come near you, says the Lord. Father, I thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised, and you are worthy. 1,000 fall on your side. Hallelujah. Accidents, damages, plans of the enemies, they may fall on your side, on your right hand, 10,000 on your right hand side, but it shall not come near you, says the Lord. It shall not come. I refuse accidents. I rebuke accidents. I rebuke bad luck. I rebuke bad fortune. I rebuke horoscope and words that have been spoken against you to stop you from flourishing, to stop you from entering into what God has predestined for you. I rebuke it. I speak over your house right now, and I cut off every connection. I cut off every frequency that I bring anything that is not supposed to be in your house right now. That it's surrounding you, is bringing in bad luck, is bringing in misfortune, is bringing in an energy of negativity in your house. Let it be in the nature of cockroaches, nature of images, nature of written words, nature of food, nature of people that are hindering you from achieving your goals. Right now, we point a finger upon it and rebuke it, and we cast it out in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. God will reward the wicked due according to their intentions, their desires, and their evil plans. We back a fire and reverse every plan that they have planned against you. It shall not stand. Hallelujah. And command it to return back to whoever has sent it. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague, no disease, no sickness, no plague shall come in your dwelling place. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise, for he shall give his angels charge over you. Father, even I decree and I command every angelic presence that serves in the different dimensions and spheres of life to serve whoever is listening to this broadcast right now, listening to Psalm 91 right now. And I declare, hallelujah, you give your angels charge over them. Father, to keep, to bring righteousness, to bring prosperity, to bring favor. My Lord, my God, to direct their footsteps and to instruct, to govern their hands, govern their feet, govern their instructions, govern their desires and their plans. I command every angelic blessed service that is supposed to serve your people, Father God, to serve in every dimension. Angels of business, Father God, to go forth with those who are sowing and activating the spirit of righteousness, holiness, and tithing, obedience over their lives, offering. Father God, this is the time for them to harvest right now by the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come in your dwelling place. In their hands, the angels of God, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion, the cobra, and the young serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Father, I pray right now that the feet of whoever is listening to me is the feet that is blessed. The scripture says unto us that the feet of the gospel, the one who spreads and brings good news, that the feet shall possess, shall reign. Father, every formula of lion, every formula of serpent, every formula of temptation, let everything that comes in a formula of temptation, hindrance, roadblock, whatever animalistic nature that the enemy is using, hallelujah, arrows of every kind, my Lord, let them become their footstool. Hallelujah. Let them become the steps and the carpet upon which they walk. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And you shall tread upon the lion. You shall trample the young lion. And you shall trample the lion, the serpent, under your foot, because your foot shall possess. The scripture says unto us, wherever your feet touches, you shall rule, you shall reign, you shall possess, you shall take authority because of the righteousness of God, because of the subjective attitude in you, because of the obedience, because of the ability of serving God in obedience, in holiness, in kindness, in goodness, in righteousness. So your feet becomes a symbolic sign of authority. Wherever you touch, wherever you step, the Spirit of God leads you because He has set His love upon you. God, He has set His love upon you. He has set His kindness upon you. He has set His goodness upon you. Hallelujah. I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. They are thoughts of good, to give you a future. Hallelujah. To elevate you so that in your mindset you will have hope in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Deliver, Father God. Hallelujah. Yes, because you have set your love upon us, Lord, you will deliver everybody that is listening to this broadcast. You set them on high because they have known your name. I will call upon your holy name. We call upon your holy presence. And he shall call upon the Lord's name and they will answer him. He will be with you in trouble and he will deliver you and honor you. And with long life, he will satisfy you and show you and become your salvation. The name Yeshua in Hebrew means Savior or salvation, the one who delivers his people from trouble. So I pray that the Spirit of God, the glory of God, is delivering you from all trouble, any trouble, any formula of powers of darkness. And I thank the God, the King of Israel, right now that as I've prayed over you, I've prayed Psalm 91 over you, that the Spirit of God is moving over your life. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is moving over your life. The presence of God is moving over your life. The righteousness of God is moving over your life. The favor of God is moving over your life. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray that whoever is listening to this podcast and broadcast, Father, that you are enabling their eyes to be open, to see, to hear, to understand, and to grasp what you're doing in this time. Father, let the prophetic cloth of the Messiah be worn by everybody. Put on the garment, hallelujah, the garment of God's oracle, so that each and everybody that is listening to me, they will start to move in obedience to your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for those who are expecting to be pregnant. And I pray, oh Lord, let them bring forth. I pray for those who are pregnant already. And I decree that by your Spirit and your power, let the seed that has been conceived in their womb become a covering, be covered in that womb and grow up to know God. Grow up to be walking in the favor of God. Grow up to be in the righteousness of God. Grow up to be in the sanctity of God. Father, I pray for every soul in the earthly realm, in the realm of the earth. And I pray for the impregnating of the word of God, that everything that has been sown in the earthly realm, it shall germinate and bring forth righteousness, bring forth God's holiness, bring forth God's faith. Father, I lift up my voice right now and I decree over every soul, every womb that carries seed right now, that every seed that is carried, those seeds that have been conceived, those seeds that are already existing right now. Father, we pray for our children. We pray for our lives, oh Lord. Let everything that grows up as growing organism in the earthly realm grow up to fear you, grow up to love you, grow up to be obedient to your will, grow up, Father God, to meditate to your word. Oh Lord, my God, let the covering of the Holy Spirit, the covering of your cloud, that the cloud that covers over us, it's the cloud that is revealing and pouring down the nature, the Spirit of God, that this is at the days, Father, that our children shall prophesy, our old men shall dream dreams, that you shall communicate to energies through the internet, through the transaction of radiations and frequencies and microwave, electromagnetic fields, that every dimension in which there are frequencies and sequences, let them sequence, let them frequency your purpose, let them transmit your energy. I speak to satellites, natural satellites, artificial satellites made by men, that every satellite, my Lord, my God, is producing forth your energy, is producing forth your vision. Let people start to see, hear your voice, start to see vision. My Lord, open up their eyes as you are praying Psalm 91 right now. Let the manifestation of your blessing cover them under the shadow of your wings and instruct, teach, my Lord, my God. We speak over the spirit of teaching. We speak over the spirit of instruction. We speak over the spirit of humbleness. Father, we speak over every energy, kinetic energy that you are unleashing over the earth right now, giving people kinetic to start to live by faith, giving people the kinetic earthly energy to start, Father God, to move in obedience, women to submit. Oh Lord my God, in the name of Yehoshua, I pray for every ovary, the opposite ovaries, the progestine and the estrogen, oh Lord, my God. I let the manifestation of your leading, your balance, your instructions, Father, govern every ovaries that I'm praying over right now. That every area where my sound of my voice that is heard in the environment, that is bringing forth righteousness, is bringing forth holiness, is bringing forth a peace, is binding and destroying the works of darkness and establishing the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The manifestation of God's will, the manifestation of God's favor, understanding on kindness. Oh Lord my God, to manifest, impregnate the earth and let it, Father God, bring forth light. Impregnate Mother Earth and let, Father God, everything that grows in the earth be in harmony with your will, be in harmonized purpose, harmonized frequency, harmonized agreement and memorandum of understanding with your purpose. Oh Lord, let us begin to put down, Father, agreements, hallelujah, agreements, objectives, oh Lord, missions, oh Lord, that abide according to your will. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray. For those of you who have been listening, you have been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo here. From the land of Ham, the land of Cush, the council of Ngabogas Courthouse. Hallelujah, I'm a very, very excited. Mindset and media, celebrate Uganda. It's all about the vibration, vibrating all the way from the land of Ham, the land of Cush, the pearl of Africa. Continue listening and don't change the dial, because it's all about prayer. May God bless and may God sanctify. And until we meet in our next prayer session, bye-bye and ta-ta.
Good Lord, for behold, the man who knoweth right from wrong, the man knoweth truth. Yeah, man. Good Lord, you have answered my prayer from all strains and misery. You have lifted me up, oh, and put me higher from all sins and misery. I'm born again, ooh, we am free from sin, oh boy. I'm born again, at last I'm free from sins. Ooh. Listen, verily, verily they say, except a man be born of the water, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So they say, if you want to be washed in the spirit and the blood from all sins, believe me, you can be overcome and be born again. We'll be and be free from sins. Oh Lord, good Lord, I'm born again. Ooh, I'm free from sins. Oh, play for me. Good Lord, oh, oh boy. Blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
So you may ask the question, how to be born again. And I would say you have to feel it deep within. I'm born of the water, the spirit and the blood. From all sins I've overcome, I'm born again. Good Lord, I'm free from sin. Oh boy, I'm born again. Thank God, I'm free from sin. Ooh, baby. Listen. Dear Lord, you have answered my prayer. And misery, you have lifted me up and put me higher. From all sins and misery, I'm born again. At last, and
born again. Judgment time. You deserve the glory and the honor, hallelujah. As we lift our hands in worship, we just glorify your name. Miracles so great, no one else is like you. There is no one else like you. You are great, you do miracles so great, no one else is like you. Lift our hands in worship. We just glorify your name.
A story is told about a young Thomas Edison who came home one day with a paper for his mother. He told her, "My teacher told me to give this paper only to my mother." Thomas's mother read the note and her eyes filled with tears. Thomas asked his mother what the note said and she read aloud, "Your son is a genius. This school is too small for him and doesn't have enough good teachers for training him. Please teach him yourself." And that's exactly what Thomas's mother did. She homeschooled her child with devotion and dedication. As the story goes, many years later, after Thomas Edison's mother passed on, and he was now one of the world's greatest inventors, he found a folded paper among other family items. He opened the very same paper that had been handed to him to give to his mother and read the following message. "Your son is mentally ill. We won't let him come to school anymore." At that moment, Edison realized what his mother had done for him so many years ago. He wrote in his diary, "Thomas Alva Edison was an addled child that by a hero mother became the genius of the century. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Let's take this message to heart and resolve to use our words for healing today. You might be a parent. What do you say to your children? You might be a teacher. What do you say to your student? Especially the ones that are not really performing well presently. May the words you use today change.
For those of you who are listening to us, a word of wisdom for today says, if you're not on the side of those who are solving problems, then you're on the side of those who are causing problems. In life, in everything that we do, we come to a place where problems excel. Problems become challenges, and challenges become defeat. And defeat become a place where people are quarreling, people are not working together. Whenever we come to such situations where the world is right now, that means we have come to a time where developments that are required to take us to the next level are knocking at the door of our hearts and the way we behave. I want to remind you this, that every business on this earth, every business, every service, every ministry that has helped human beings on this earth comes out of problems. So problems are not something we can avoid, but problems are something that we can solve. In the time when things are not working right, when people are gasping each other, when people are carrying news, bad news against this one and this one, that's not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is that people are going through such a situations because they need leaders, new leaders that will find solutions to solve the equation that the people are going through. Today I have come to talk about this fact that we should remember that whenever we are going through problems, these problems will bring us to the place where we can find solutions, and the solutions we find becomes the businesses that we need, the services that we need, the ministries that we need to develop or to go to the next level where we need to work together so that we may solve our own problems and find solutions that make us to defeat our own challenges in life. Write down the discussed solutions that the group discusses for the sake of solving, changing the challenges, risk zone, negative habits, sufferings, and the evil circumstances that the people are confronting in their communities. It could be their homes, it could be their families or social surroundings. Write them down. Why are you writing them down? Because the solutions that you discuss, the solutions you try to discover, the solutions that you bring as answers in such situations, those solutions will become the reality that you're solving people's problems, and their need will become the solution that you discuss. Remember that those solutions which are discussed, when they are solved, the solutions that are the ones that the team can use as methods of services, wise counseling, You can use them as media information and produced products or a designing of businesses and services, which becomes the remedy. It becomes the cure. It becomes the healing. It becomes the positive counseling or problem solving that solves and cures the challenges which the people are going through in your community, your home, and your society. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.
the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy.
Yeah.
over us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of glory, let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory fall.
I was listening to an Asian politician citing something that he got from Greek mythology. And it says very simple that in Greek mythology, citizens were divided into three. You must have listened to this or read about it. That they are idiots. One, the first category of individuals in any society are idiots. These idiots is not because they are mentally challenged. They are idiots because they think they live in an island. That they don't care about anybody. There are these individuals, when there is antisocial activity, they build walls around them, then they have CCTVs, then they have panic buttons, then they have German shepherds, and they think they are safe. Those are idiots. They are idiots because they don't know that they are in the minority, and if there is a social breakdown, the thing that they are protecting, the panic button that they think they will press when they are panicked, they'll be so panicked that they'll never remember where the buttons are. That those are idiots. Then there are tribalists. Tribalists are not people who belong to a particular tribe. But they are individuals who, out of their naivete or stupidity or arrogance, hold the view that they belong to a club, and that club, invariably, they are the ones who appeal to the very base emotions of people from their tribe. They are the individuals who, once they have stolen, then they tell the tribe, we are being finished. I know them, they exist in Kenya. And the people who have not been educated sometimes adopt them. They say, we know he is a thief, but he is our thief. He's ours. Those are tribalists. What they don't know, the danger of such individuals is that when they are stealing on their own behalf. And the only thing that you have is a feel-good effect. Then there is the final category according to the Greeks. These are called the citizens. The citizens know they live in a society. They know that their general and overall well-being not only requires but demands that they cede certain of their rights because they live in a society. When they drive and they are going to work, they know that the only reason why they are comfortable when they are on their lane is because they know the other person will keep their lane. They know that when they are entering a lift, somebody will obey the rule. Those are the citizens. The tragedy of Africa is that in many societies, we have been rendered idiots and tribalists. We have been rendered. And Nyerere used to say it very well, that people who are politically and intellectually bankrupt normally seek refuge in ethnicity and religion as the major factor of mobilization.
And I think אוהב אותנו, אבא של כולם. במלחמות שומר עלינו, בנסתרות גם שם איתנו. אבא שלי הוא מלך העולם.
אבא, מלך העולם. כולם. שוב ושוב אתה סולח, רק אליך או בורח, אבא.
עלינו, הוא אוהב אותנו, הוא אבא של כולם. במלחמות שומר עלינו, בנסתרות גם שם איתנו. אבא שלי הוא מלך העולם.
Yeah. high, Shiru ki gadol, lo high, kol echad yire, ki gadol, gadol elu high.
Radio show.
And it's people. This is what I realized, that in our syllabuses, we have the syllabus which is called the emotional healing syllabus. Now, the emotional healing, it talks about emotions. Yeah, and we have seven. Whenever we start a new month, we always pray for those Hebraic seven emotions. Yeah. But they are not literally emotions, they are attributes, but they call them emotions. Why? Because Hebrew sometimes deals with coming down to where the person is and elevating him to where the person is going. So they call them emotions, but they are literally attributes. Now we talk about emotions. So emotions can also be something that we feel emotionally. Emotions can also be those negative emotions where somebody is feeling angry, somebody is feeling frustrated, somebody is stressed out. Those negative-oriented kind of feelings can flow in the dimension of emotions. Whereas attributes can be the positive or the opposite of emotions. Attributes can flow in the category or the dimension of love is an attribute. Forgiveness is an attribute. Generosity is an attribute. Devotion is an attribute. Kindness, goodness, these are attributes. And to maintain attributes is not something that you just feel, but it's something that you prepare yourself to be able to be in that state where you can possess or sustain and possess these attributes. Sometimes you need to pray to God to sustain. Sometimes you need to be humble. When you humble yourself under a certain environment, that enables you to be to move in those attributes. Yeah? Sometimes it's a state of you humbling yourself, offering something, and being in a state where you are willing to do things where you are commanded. This is when you gain the attributes. Whereas emotions, they can be just a feeling you feel, and then through reaction you react towards how you feel without even counting the cost or analyzing, but moving more from intuitions. I felt, so I reacted. Now, to get the attributes, you must be humble towards God. To gain the attributes, to uplift the emotions. The emotions is how we feel. Yeah? Emotions are how we are feeling. So if it is very cold on the outside, yeah? I feel coldness. That's what my body feels. And to me, if I have a negative way of speaking, I will say, oh, I feel so cold. I even feel like I'm going to die. I'm going to... This tongue of speaking like that. Why am I speaking like that? Because it's so cold. Yeah. But does it help if now I start to speak a negative tongue like that? Of course not. But if it's cold, it means it's winter. But there is time when it's not winter. So how do people survive winter? How do they survive the winter? Or how do they survive that coldness? Is by sometimes putting their mind and their focus on hope, hoping for the better. Though right now, emotionally, I'm going through this emotion, but I must practice and train myself to put my hope on those. Which things am I hoping for? Where do they come from? Am I just making them up, inventing them as I go? No, they're spiritual. That's a spiritual relationship in prayer with God. So the hope I have, I know that in the dimension of forgiveness. I know in the dimension of warmth. I know in the dimension of intimacy with God. I know in the dimension of kindness, goodness, generosity. So I can partake of those attributes because I live in the obedience and the vibration of those attributes. I confess them. I declare them. So are you deceiving when you are feeling cold and you are saying, no, I'm empowered by God. I feel the warmth of God. Are you lying about it? No, I'm not lying about it. Because my hope, I know right now I may feel like this. And I don't allow my tongue to speak the way I feel because that's when I even create more death. Yeah? Because all my emotions will shut up. Yeah? Okay? But my tongue begins to create now what I'm hoping for. What I'm hoping for. Now, this is very, very powerful because we use it all the time. And somebody say, but Apostle, how can I confess good when I'm not feeling that good? You confess by hope. It's not, you don't confess by feeling. You confess by that what in which you have hope in, and then you put it in your confession because that's what you want to see. That's the good you're hoping for. Yeah? Like, for example, we all know that Coca-Cola doesn't kill thirst. But because we watch it a lot and they have made a sound that has divination and control spiritually over our emotions, they make the Coca-Cola and you know, somebody opens up the bottle and then you hear that. The moment you hear that psychologically, it brings thirst and it starts to make you think that that drink will destroy or get rid of my thirst, but it doesn't. It's just the manipulation around and the deception around that it kills thirst, but it doesn't. What kills thirst is water. But because water is not thrown in our face all the time, advertised and spoken about the good quality in it and how important is it to drink water, so we neglect it because we don't hear it spoken about it all the time. Are you seeing that? So it's easy for us to go buy Coca-Cola thinking that it will kill our thirst. So it's the same thing. I always say people that you learn how to pray, you know, learn how to pray. These prayers of Catholic prayers that are powerless sometimes in a way that, you know, you're speaking and you don't have boldness in what you're saying. You're whispering to yourself. We need to come to a place where when you're convinced about something, how do you speak? When you're seeing people are cheering somebody to empower him to score a goal in sports, how do they speak? Yes. How do they speak? Do they whisper? No. They behave in a way that will now empower that person that they are cheering. So when you're also praying, learn and understand that prayers is a state of coming to a place and speaking the hope of God through your mouth to encourage and to empower the other parts of you to believe and to have hope, and that hope to stimulate your energy, to stimulate your electrons, to stimulate your hormones, to stimulate your ovary, to stimulate your mind. So sometimes to speak, you need to articulate what you're speaking. You need to speak it in the way that it needs to be spoken, with encouragement, with empowerment, with enthusiasm, and with, that emotional feeling that you're putting in. You're forcing your feelings. But the more you speak about it, then your feelings start to believe. You start to stimulate that energy around you. Is anybody catching what I'm trying to say? So this is very important. Let me hope that I'm still on the point where I started this short recording. But this is very important to understand that the way we speak and put the things that we hope for and put it in spoken language, that's the way we overcome our negative emotional status. How I feel can change because it is temporary. And it can only change to the way I hope. And the things I'm hoping for that I want, the things that I desire, I choose to speak them, even though I don't feel them, but I will speak them. Why? Because that's what I want. If I continue to speak what I feel, depression, stress, anger, bitterness, I continue to sit with people who are gossiping, speaking evil, nagging, and all these things, the more I spend time with that, the more I create the same thing, because the more I speak, the more I create the reality of what I'm speaking, and I will enter into its harvest. So the more I speak the negative, I enter into the negative that I'm speaking. The more I speak the hope and the things I'm hoping for, creating a platform of prayer to pray about those things I want, the more I also see the reality of those things I want, because I'm speaking, I'm prophesying, and declaring, and proclaiming about them.
It's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, oh, let me be sing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. You're rich in love.
on, lift your hands tonight, sing it to him.
I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt
Ladies, please take note. Men attend to women for two reasons, sex and love. But in most cases, men do not marry for sex or for love, they marry for stability. Let me explain. A man can love you and not marry you. A man can have sex with you for years without marrying you. But immediately he finds someone who brings stability in his life. He marries her. What I mean by stability is peace of mind. I have seen some guys who made this statement, "I love this lady, but I don't think I can spend the rest of my life with her." Men are visionaries when they think about marriage. They do not think about wedding dresses, bridesmaids, anything that most ladies think is fanciful. They wonder whether this woman can build me a home. Can she take care of my kids and I? Can she give me peace of mind? Men don't like ladies who give them discomfort. This is why a man can stay with a woman for years and meet another in a month, then get married to her. It's the comfort of having peace of mind they want. Sex is pleasure, love is affection, respect is stability.